All right, Josh Hansen, Montreal, good to see you here back racing. It's been a bit, but you're on a Honda. Before we talk about tonight, how'd the deal with Honda come together and how do you like it?
Yeah, no, it's been a great opportunity. I haven't been here since like 2003 when they used to run the Peristyles and stuff. You know, John Sebastian Waugh, you know, won that thing. Yeah. It's really cool to be back. I can't believe how big the stadium is, like remembering and what I thought it was. But yeah, the Honda thing came upon, and really, it's not really planned on racing, but it was kind of like a last minute deal, and I'm gonna. It's kind of like a, I guess, an influencer deal where it's just riding all their bikes and maybe help with some testing, like on the show side, and like, I don't know. But anyways, got the call last minute to come up, and. Just got what I could in parts and come out here, and it was fun. It's just, this is the first day on a supercross track, so it was cool to ride a Honda, but we need some supercross suspension for sure.
Yeah, you said your bike doesn't have a suspension, and it looks off to me out there too, so I guess from there it's like, hey, just don't ride around and don't get hurt, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is really gnarly out there. It is. I actually really love the track. They did a great job, honestly. I like it better than some of the American tracks, honestly. Like, I thought they did it sick, so yeah, I'm super stoked to be out here. Just great opportunity.
Yeah, I was telling you before I hit record, it's like Unadilla, so now you can claim you race an outdoor track, because it got choppy and ruddy and all that soft dirt.
Yeah, I feel just as tired as an outdoor, so yeah, I'm going to go with that too.
But for you, so will you race this year? Will you know? Whatever the deal is, who knows if something comes up?
I mean, if I start feeling good and I get, you know, get going, and maybe I'll do a couple, but I mean, I got to be realistic and stuff. You know, I'm getting older and stuff, but I really do enjoy riding. I still ride good, but at the end of the day, it comes down to being in shape. Else, you know, it's kind of, that's what it is. So, yeah, I don't know. It's still up in the air, but I mean, see what I can do.
You know, like a guy like you, you get some suspension, you get some laps in you. There's guys in Europe that pay money, that you're a name, that would like you. You could do 5-6 of these races in the off season and do pretty well money wise and still race.
I would really like to do more and actually kind of be somewhat prepared, you know. But yeah, I mean, definitely it's got to be realistic, and it's a hard thing to let go. I mean, you see Chad, you see a lot of these guys, you know, we keep at it, but like, this is what we've done since little kids. But I have the passion for it, and I love getting to meet new people and getting to be here still, so it's cool.
Yeah, you like, you gel with these Honda guys today. Derek, good guy. I've known him for a long time.
Dude, GDR, I've never even met these guys. Super nice people. I've never met Fossiotti. I've never met Dylan, right? I've never met any of the guys, and all the mechanics and crew, super nice. Everybody in Canada has been really nice, so I didn't really know really what to expect, but it was cool.
Nice to see the 100 back out there. Screw these national numbers, bro.
I like that. Well, hey, you know, GDR was running a 100 too, you know, so I didn't know if I was stepping on Fossiotti's toes or not.
That's a good point. Thanks, man.
Thanks.